Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't want to... He could be the one that's talking out of the side of his mouth, not me.
This is the part of the show where we thank the ice cream truck drivers. Thank you, ice cream truck drivers. These are the folks that head over to preachingfun.com. That's where they go to sign up to be ice cream truck drivers just so they can deliver that fucking ice cream straight to your...
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fucking ear holes. Right now, I want to scoop baby, Jake Schneider, Jeff Harris, Jonathan, Lori Elsroth, Leon Kassab, Matt, I want to scoop baby daughtery, and Malia. It's really weird when I say, I want to thank, and then I look down, the first thing is, I want to scoop baby. I was like, oh, wait, did I...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Can you say this? I'm so confused. What's happening?
It's weird.
If you want to be an ice cream truck driver, preachingfun.com is where you can go to sign up to be an ice cream truck driver. We'd certainly appreciate it if you did. We could use all those drivers delivering that fucking ice cream as we could handle. So please head on over to preachingfun.com, sign up to be an ice cream truck driver, and who knows, the life you save may be your own. Here's a show.
Hey, Johnny, do you want to go to an ice cream social?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great, let's go.
It's Matt Donnelly's birthday.
Oh, yes, let's make it about me.
It's all about Matt Donnelly.
Let's do it.
Matt Donnelly Day, everyone.
Come on, bring it.
Wow.
Bring it.
He's a gentleman, a scholar, and a magician.
It's time for Matt Mattingly's Ice Cream Social. Two of those things are true. Sitting across from me is Paul Mattingly.
Across from me, it's the birthday boy, Matt Donnelly.
And over there is Jacob the audio guy.
I'm gonna spank him. We're preaching fun.
I was so tempted this morning on Facebook to be like, you know, normally I don't get on this cesspool of political hatred, but you know what? Sometimes Facebook's a great place because I came here to let you know. To get total attention from everyone when it's all about me. Because social media is fine when it's all just sunshine and rainbows pointed directly at me.
Yep.
And then be like, no, actually, I'm here day in and day out still shoveling the sleaze. I am not a social media abandoner. I don't care if Mark Zuckerberg fucked a Satan baby. I am on here shoveling memes.
I'd be on more often if he had done
politics.
That.
fucking hiding people who annoy me day in, day out. I never left.
Nope.
Presenting my family as if it's perfect when it's not.
Yes.
Here I am.
You're using social media the way it was designed to be used.
Exactly. Right. As God intended.
Yeah. I think so. It's funny. I haven't seen this yet. I've got to do more deep. I woke up late today, as I am wont to do.
No.
Anne was
not
off.
You, Paul.
Anne was off today, so I was free from puppy duty this morning, which is great. The puppy and Adora are finally starting to get along.
Good.
Which is making all of our hearts swell five times their size. Oh, did I tell you guys about the second rabbit Adora encountered?
Yes.
You did.
Right. And I scooped him up and set him out of the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He hopped like
scooped over the trash
lawn
can
trimmings,
or something.
Lawn trimmings. Your first lawn trimmings.
Yeah. 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 He hopped like 3 feet away and died next to the house.
So he wasn't dead when you shoveled him?
Nope.
No, that's
fine.
Why he scooped him. That's why he scooped him and got him out.
Scooped
him
up. Set him outside,
of
our gate. He hopped away. Anne and I went back to bed. The next day, we found that he was dead.
Look, each hop he got after that was a chance to reflect. Mm-hmm. You gave him closure.
Well,
and a chance to accept Jesus Christ as his personal
Lord
and Savior.
Exactly. He could have gone to hell, but he accepted Jesus before he died.
Yep.
Anne tells me that I probably killed him from the shock of being carried.
Wait. Anne has two options here. Either you carrying the rabbit killed the rabbit,
right,
or the dog biting the rabbit and presumably shaking it, trying to kill it,
right,
killed the rabbit.
Right.
And Anne is selecting the first one.
But I guess rabbits die of fright a lot, right?
Not that I know of.
Well, let me, as the rabbit expert on this show, no.
I mean, I was pulling into my house, I think yesterday, and a rabbit was in front of me, because as I've discussed on the show before, my house is lousy with rabbits. There are rabbits all over the fucking place. And so a rabbit was in front of the car as I was pulling in the other day, and it wouldn't get out of the way. It kept trying to get out of the way, but it kept dodging in the direction
I
was turning.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah. Oh no. Shit.
If any rabbit ever would have died of fright right in front of me, it would have been that one. Because that rabbit was like, this car is chasing me for some reason.
Right. I'm going to ask ChatGPT if rabbits die of fright.
What I did was I was hunting him down with a flashlight.
Uh-huh.
And he was running all over the yard until he finally just conked out on the grass clippings and I picked him up. So I don't know.
He died doing what he loved.
It probably felt to him like an alien abduction, right? Big bright light.
ChatGPT says, "Hell yes," and then just showed a picture of you, Paul.
Oh,
shit! You are the fright.
I am the rabbit murderer.
Wait, Paul. After you picked it up, did you also probe it?
No.
You didn't go full alien abductor on it.
Did you sex it? Did you figure out whether it was a boy bunny or a girl bunny?
It is so far as I'm concerned, it is still just a dead bunny. It is an ex bunny. It is laying next to the house. I have two dead bunnies within 30 feet of my house now. I don't know what to do. I got to pick it up and throw it away again. It's unbelievable. We've never had this before.
Paul, according to ChatGPT, which is never lies.
Yep.
Yes, rabbits can indeed die from fright. They are prey animals by nature, which makes them very sensitive to stress. High levels of stress can cause a condition called capture myopathy, a complex disease associated with the capture and handling of any wild or domestic animal.
And
rabbits,
myopathy.
They can be triggered by extreme fear, leading to a rapid increase in heart rate, stress hormones, potentially causing heart failure. It's important that rabbit owners ensure their pets are calm, secure, and in their environment in order to minimize stress and prevent such occurrences. And this is where I made the mistake when I thought my rabbit had the hiccups.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was my bad.
He tried to go, hey! But
you have to get you have
to
do
your point
first.
To your point, no more hiccups.
No, that's true.
I had assumed that, and I was right in my weird Paul is right way. But yeah, that's just how it is.
Where you're wrong about eight things, but you're right about one small thing. So everybody says, oh, yeah, Paul was right.
Rabbits are susceptible to dying of fright.
And, there you go.
I mean, being carried on a garbage can lid safely out of an attack dog yard, that could freak you out.
Well, that's the thing. As a lot of people talk about how susceptible rabbits are of dying of fright. They don't talk as often about how susceptible rabbits are of dying from being bitten and shaken by dogs.
Right. Now, that first one, that was for sure what happened.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he definitely died of fright.
Paralyzed and done. Yeah.
Oh, man. Good. I was so worried. I didn't get this Facebook message today.
Uh-huh.
There's a guy I'm Facebook friends with. I don't know how I know him.
Okay.
We have not interacted in any way.
Great.
Except that he messages me, happy birthday on my birthday. And I write thanks, and he gives a thumbs up. And it's our only conversation that's been going on for like a decade.
You think he's doing a bit?
It just says happy. It just does.
It's probably a scoop.
The same thing. No, no, no. Pre-scoop.
Oh.
This is, we've been friends before I started Ice Cream Social.
More than a decade.
Well, you just said a decade. It's been 10 years, my friend.
Oh, in that case, more than a decade. This has been going on with Rick.
Wow. Okay. Well, shout out to Rick.
Maybe Rick's also a scoop. Maybe Rick became a scoop. But yeah, that's not how you first interacted with it.
It started in 2011.
Oh, yeah. That is more than a pre-scoop.
I think it's funny how that is it. That is all the Facebook is a birthday machine.
Not anymore. Now they offer you a creepy animation where they make me look like I'm some kind of cake fetishist.
I have never in my life, all the years that I've been on social media, I have never sent an animation to anyone for their birthday.
And this, for some reason, everyone's doing it today.
Well, I mean, I opened up my Facebook. I don't usually open up Facebook in the morning, but this morning I opened up Facebook.
We get it. You're over social media. You're better than us.
So evolved.
That's not what I'm saying at all. I mean, I am better than you, but not because of that.
Sure.
Just to
let's
be clear.
Let's not really measure it up. That's depressing.
But no, like the first thing that popped up in my notifications, Matt Donnelly's birthday. Want to send him this animation? I was like, I sure do.
In the animation, it's either people offering me cake, and the cupcake one's even weirder.
Yeah.
Chris Roberts sent me the cupcake
one. I looked at the cupcake option. The cake one was funnier. So I sent you the cake.
The cake one is funnier. And I look like, I'm like, oh boy, oh cake. But the cupcake one, I'm like, I look so low status. It's just, I'm like groveling for this tiny fucking cupcake.
Yeah.
In my animation.
As you do.
And then I just, it's like, oh boy, cupcake time. I was like, what does Facebook think of me?
Do you prefer a piece of a larger cake or a cupcake?
It's a good question.
Yeah, thank you. This is why we're here. We're here to ask the hard-hitting questions.
I've spoken with my family, and please respect their privacy.
Meditated over this.
Yeah, yeah.
Please respect their privacy.
But we met with our pastor to discuss.
Good.
I think a good piece of cake is better than a cupcake.
Interesting.
A good cupcake is amazing.
Uh-huh.
So we're talking about, you know, A-plus versus A-plus.
Yeah.
We're not... You know, whatever.
This is relative.
Yeah. Also, a good piece of pie. A la mode.
I am almost always going to choose a good piece of pie.
Yeah.
I'm a pie guy.
Yeah. But no, a nice, you know, whatever, 2-3 layered cake with the icing on it. It is so good. In fact, I often describe things I like having cake-like qualities, right? Like, I like the Waffle House omelet.
Oh, yeah.
It has almost like a cake-like quality.
That's right.
Or there's this place, Frankie's in La Jolla, where I have breakfast, and they make a hash browns, the most delicious I've ever had. It's almost like a potato cake. They serve you a slice of potato cake that's hot and delicious and savory, but it has almost like a cake-like quality.
I wonder if they, like, make it in an oven in pan or something, like a cast iron pan
or something. That's what it seems like. It seems like it's almost in a pan.
Huh.
It's really good.
All right.
And that's it, right? So, like, secretly, I'm desiring cake qualities and all.
Yeah.
You didn't think I was going to have a really long answer for this, did you?
I absolutely thought you would. So far, this answer is shorter than I expected it to be.
Now you know why Facebook animates me. Like, I'm some fucking simp for cake.
I'm trying to find how to make this thing. It's hilarious. You look like a little giddy schoolgirl. Just
Oh, God.
Put it in my mouth. Oh, please. Please cake me. Cake me hard, Daddy. Oh. Like
There's no, like, I don't get an option to, like, respond anime, where, like, I punch you in the throat and take the cake
or anything. Where is this fucking thing?
Facebook, come on. Get on it.
Facebook, like, I should just be able to click Jersey in response.
Anything. And then just be like, anything.
Give me the fucking cake.
I am realizing right now that I prefer ice cream with cake more than I prefer it with pie.
So here's, I grew up
I'm the other
deprived,
way.
As we know. I've never, it was only, honestly, only until my friends Chad and Tiff, when they used to live next door. They always did ice cream with cake. And before then, I'd never, ever seen it.
Yeah,
I'd
like a
never
nice,
even
a nice
done
hot
it.
Piece of cake with the cold ice cream is delightful.
It was a new experience for me, and I maybe because it's too new, I don't like it as much as pie.
I'm with you. I'm in the pie camp.
Strange.
I don't like it. What it does to the
you
texture
are in
of
the pie camp.
I don't like what it does to the texture of the cake.
Yeah, you. That's it. Paul will protect texture first.
Yeah,
he's a texture first eater.
What if they're in two separate dishes, Paul?
Fine.
And you take a scoop of ice cream, and then you take the scoop of the cake with the ice cream there, and you eat it like that. So Matt, they're on the same spoon
when they're
going into your mouth, but they're not on the same plate. So the melting ice cream is not saturating the cake.
No, I'd still eat them separately. I prefer cake mouthfeel to ice cream and cake mouthfeel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you heard it here first.
I don't know what that is. I'm sure that's some kind of issue, but there it is.
It was like when there was a phase where people were putting bacon in everything. It was like bacon milkshakes
and
bacon butter and bacon whatever. And it's like bacon is delicious on its own. I'd rather have a regular milkshake and bacon on the side.
Have you ever had, you just said bacon butter and it just triggered something in my head. Have you ever
this
had
my nickname for you?
That's what it is.
Keep talking bacon butter.
That, thank you. Because I had bacon butter where they just take like little pieces of bacon and mix it in with the butter.
Yeah.
And, you know, fine.
Yeah.
Fine, no problem.
Who doesn't like flecky bacon?
Exactly.
However, well, I saw up in the Catskills and he killed.
Oh.
He killed.
You know, his heyday was really in the 70s. However, he still got his fastball. I mean, you just can't make those jokes anymore, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Flecky Bacon. Hey there. Hey, everybody. How you doing tonight? Oh, hey, everybody. I'll be here all week. Tip your waitress. Don't tip her over. Ayo. I tell you, my wife.
Cake?
My wife, she's a real fucking mess. You ever have one of those nights where you're trying to have a romantic evening? She slips out of her 90. I swear to God, I thought I saw someone had just hit a gorilla in the back with an axe. It was disgusting. It was too much for me to take.
Do the Dalmatian bit.
Oh, okay, all right. What's the difference between my wife and a Dalmatian?
What?
The firemen don't fuck the Dalmatian. Yeah, it's all fun and games until she brings home chlamydia for the ninth time. Our house is a mess. She doesn't clean because she's got brain rot from all the STDs.
It's, I feel like this isn't a bit anymore. I think he's just
pretty rough.
He's talking about his wife and her STDs.
She's a real life floozy. She's a total, like, she prostituted herself to keep our family from going into the poorhouse. And it cost her health and her sanity.
Ah.
Yeah. It's pretty awful.
This is why he doesn't play the big clubs anymore, huh?
Yeah, and you know Dalmatians can die of fright.
I did.
Yeah.
As soon as they see a fireman drop those suspenders, they're...
I had some butter once or twice that someone had made that was just infused with bacon grease.
Bacon grease, yeah.
Okay.
There used to be like a old-fashioned thing to do.
Pretty
fucking good. You keep bacon grease. You would keep it in your fridge or freezer, and then you use it basically as a pan butter.
Yeah.
And then people started dying of heart attacks all the time.
Right.
So that became less popular.
Like, we have a jar that we keep under our sink.
Yeah.
That I, you know, the rare occasions that we make bacon or anything else that's real greasy.
Or I just, you know, finish running a 5K.
Yeah, just
chug it
scrape
down.
It off. Yeah.
So better upsetting. Than Gatorade.
Gatorade thick.
Really thick.
Oh, God.
Gatorade congealed.
Cholesterol better in just a few minutes.
All the cholesterol.
Vitamin cholesterol, 100%.
Vitamin C. The C is for cholesterol.
After a tough game, I turn to a tall glass of warm grease to get me through my next workout.
Thanks, Frank Thomas.
Yeah.
How's your tea?
It's better now with tall grease. Tall, warm grease. A tall glass of warm grease gets you through the day.
Yeah, we have a jar of grease that that's just under the sink. I pour any grease off into it and just keep it there until that jar fills up, then I throw the jar away.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what we do with it now.
No, I mean, weeks ago. Who cares when it happened, Matt?
Yeah. Earlier today.
Made myself a couple pieces of bacon.
Uh-huh.
And then cooked eggs for the whole fam.
Oh, yeah.
And then my wife was like, what did you do to these eggs? Why do they taste so good? And I was like, oh, I cooked bacon first. Sorry. Yeah. And she was like, she didn't have a problem with it. But right. Bacon grease makes everything taste better.
It's true. It's true.
It's just
yeah,
good.
It's hard to fuck up a egg with a bacon grease layer first. Yeah. That's good stuff. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I'll tell you who will definitely fuck an egg with some bacon grease, and that is the following sponsor.
Today's show, Matt and Manley's Ice Cream Social, are brought to you by the fine people of Nearings, decorative earrings for your neck. That's from LAJ in 2022.
Are you or a loved one suffering from neck it neck? Well, neck it neck no more with Nearings, the earrings for your neck. No more will you be walking down the street and get bit by a vampire because you got neck it neck. No, you've got Nearings that cover your neck it neck. Hide your shame and cover it in spangled bedangled bangles. Yes, those spangled bedangled bangles that go all around your neck. Nearings, the earrings for your neck. No more neck it neck. Tired of mosquitoes and unwanted attention from your aunts or uncles? Hopefully just aunts, because uncles are worse. Nearings. Nearings for your neck. Keep your naked neck covered in Nearings. Those spangled bedangly dangles will cover you up and keep you vampire-free. Guaranteed.
Are there any celebrities who've been wearing Nearings on the red carpet?
As a matter of fact, you might not recognize it, but none other than TV's Harrison Ford has been wearing Nearings his entire career. He's been getting Nearing skin. Nearing skin are a brand new version that come out and look just like skin, but they're Nearings, so you don't know that it's not your skin. Because your skin gets old and saggy, so you put Nearings on to keep your neck skin from looking like a wrinkly old fart.
Hi, I'm Harrison Ford. I wear Nearings. They're nice. I like them.
The earrings for your neck.
Indiana Jones.
Nearing skin.
Thank you.
Those spangly bedangle danglers that hang around your neck, keeping you vampire-free. Guaranteed.
Enter Hate Scoops at checkout.
Are you going to do another season of 1934 or whatever the year was that you...
Leave me alone.
Okay. I really like
that's it. That's all he wants is just to go home.
We're talking about kitchen stuff. It occurred to me the other day, I was opening a can of tuna fish,
mm-hmm.
and I realized that I pressed down very hard on the can opener. I realized this because I was opening the can of tuna fish, and it kind of occurred to me that my arm was a little sore. And I was like, why? My arm is not sore from opening tuna fish.
Come on, Jacob.
Okay, it is.
I'm up to two cans a day. Look at my guns.
Yeah. No, I'd been working in the backyard. I was just sore all over. And I was like, why is this, why is opening this can of tuna fish on an electric can opener bothering my arm?
That's what my next question was, is you don't have an electric can opener.
Yeah, no, this electric can opener, but I'm pressing down on it so hard as though my pressing on it is going to change.
Why do you trust the gadget to do its job?
That's my point.
Because we used to have a hand cranker,
uh-huh.
and then we also went shopping for can openers.
Sure.
My wife is left-handed.
Okay.
And there are not many can openers designed for left-handed people.
Okay, yeah.
And also, I find a lot of the... It's hard to find good metal-handled can openers that are manual. They all have metal, you know, primary function, and then
yes.
they go to plastic...
Yes.
Things. And so you can't actually do the full squeeze together where it becomes effective. So after you have a can opener for a little while, it's really hard to actually get it to get purchase on
the lid. Yeah.
And we've gone through a bunch. And so finally I got electric can openers,
yeah.
which don't favor a right hand or a left hand.
No, they don't.
And I just touch the button, Jacob. I barely have a fingerprint.
We have a really
Jacob.
Good one.
I have so much to learn from you.
It just opens the can right up.
I think it's Rubbermaid.
It's job.
I think it's a Rubbermaid can opener, but it's a handheld, and it's got plastic handles, but it's metal up through the plastic. But the handles are huge. It's just this giant fucking thing. It's just really, it's a really good can opener.
Yeah,
everything's big.
So, like, the handles
are
big.
There's nothing good on Amazon. I have to go to, like, a real store that sells
the turn is big, so you don't have to, you don't have to squeeze
and
hurt your hand.
We have a manual can opener, but it's one of the ones that just separates the top. It doesn't cut into it. It separates the, it breaks the seal, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, it just, like, kind of sets on to the edge of it, and then you twist it.
What did he do after Webster?
A manual can opener?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He ran for office, I think.
Really? Is he a senator now?
No.
I don't think he ran anywhere.
I vote we keep the men's toes. Mama and daddy keep my men's toes.
He did something. Oh, yeah, I think he ran for governor of California one year.
Mam and George should be banned from this country.
The year that Schwarzenegger ran, everyone was like, fuck it. If he's running, I'm in.
Right.
And I think he was one of them. There was like a porn star.
Yeah.
There was like everyone, like 80 people ran for governor.
It wasn't Stormy Daniels. It was another porn star who had done like some, like she had done like some VH1 reality shows.
She's a
like
California
that.
Staple. She used to take out billboards around Cali and LA, and she has like a pink car. She was like a known entity around LA.
Okay.
I can't recall her name now, but she was a local celebrity in LA.
It was Sarah Jessica Rhodes was the name of that porn star.
That's
no.
it. That's it.
What was her name?
I always liked her.
What was her name? It was a weird little name. I can't remember it now.
I don't know.
Well, are you both looking for it? Who am I talking to?
No, I'm looking for something else.
I was looking for it, but
I will say, I'll just move on. We were working in the yard the other day, and we always we have a fire pit in the backyard.
Yeah.
And as we do yard work, I oftentimes will just take the clippings or the branches or whatever, and I'll break them up and I'll toss them in that fire pit. And in anticipation that at some point I'll light the things up in there and burn them up.
Yeah, yeah.
We use it like half as just having a nice fire pit in the backyard, and half as a utility, just like a burn pile.
Yeah,
for
it's
our,
fun to have
our stuff.
It's fun to watch things burn.
Yeah.
Don't take that out of context.
Nope. There's no way. In fact, it's the same fire pit that one time, I think when Paul was moving out of Vegas, he came over to the house with a large pile of documents.
That's
that he
right.
was like, I don't trust the paper shredder.
Paul
I'm gonna
going
to burn them.
Paul went full Jason Bourne at your house with his documents.
Yeah. I sat outside like Paul was sitting in the backyard just tossing piece of paper,
so
like piles of paper in the fire.
Since that happened, Paul, how many times has your identity been stolen?
Zero.
That's
zilch.
Right.
Zilch.
That's right. So you can't prove it wrong.
There you go.
Burn your documents, y'all. Burn your documents.
So we had a full fire pit. SJ and I were sitting outside. We were enjoying the evening. And I said, "Oh, I'm gonna light this fire pit up. The sun is almost down, so I light it up." Get a nice fire, because it's all little stuff, so it lights up
this
quick.
This is good. For the scoops who come over for the barbecue,
mm-hmm.
you can look in the backyard for little remnants of Paul's social security number throughout the backyard.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, it's all over the place.
I mean, you
it's
can
like the
find
Mickey's at
single
Disney.
Digits, but you're not going to really get to crack the code.
Oh, I don't know, Paul.
We'll see. We'll make it a scavenger hunt reward.
By the end of Scoop Fest, anybody that can just come up to me and tell me Paul's social security number, you just get $5,000.
Whoa, no. Pump the brakes. Somebody's got that info. I think Ryer Appledorn might actually have that info.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. $5,000, not guaranteed. So I light up the fire pit, and my wife is angry. I was going to say upset with the idea of scorpions, but that is not the case. She is angry at the very idea of scorpions. Not the band. She loves the band. But the insect, the arachnid, the scorpion. I'm saying both because I'm not sure which one it is. It's either an insect or it's an arachnid. So as I light up the fire pit, the fire gets going. And then out of the fire pit, the largest scorpion I have ever seen.
Demon scorpion.
I mean.
Here I am.
He's the phoenix scorpion.
He comes running out of the fire pit where apparently he was hanging out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Until his house burst into flames.
At first he stopped for a moment to pose for the everything's fine meme.
Yeah.
And then he ran out of there.
Jacob, have you guys considered installing some black lights around the backyard?
We have a black light flashlight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
to go find him.
I got one of those.
Yeah, I'm not going to install black lights. No. The answer to your question, Paul, is no. I'm not installing black lights in my backyard. Right. But I do have a black light flashlight, so you can go on a little scorpion hunt.
Go hunt.
It's at your leisure.
It's because Jacob secretly jizzes on all of his plants.
Exactly.
He doesn't want evidence.
Secretly.
he doesn't want anyone to be like, wow, that cactus is getting a lot of love.
My next door neighbor's a fern fucker. I don't know what to tell you.
But this thing took off and was running.
I've never seen a scorpion move at a tremendous speed.
This thing, it was going as fast as it could.
That's
which was slower than my foot.
Yeah,
because it still got squished. But it was enormous. It like there was an audible crunch when I stepped on it.
And it was dead.
After I stepped on it, yeah, it was dead.
So my wife has a hatred of scorpions as well.
Uh huh.
And again, I don't know, Chad and Tiff are kind of left and right. Tiffany hated scorpions as well. Huh. And Tiffany, well, they used to have, like, you know, chickens and stuff like that. So we defer to them in all animal knowledge. But she was like, she would say, you got to cut the head off the scorpion or whatever. And so Tiffany and my wife both would attack scorpions with a knife, with a big knife.
Whoa, sure that's a little overkill.
They wouldn't just squish it?
No. They didn't trust the
squishing. Nah, man, that's...
The squishing, the entire animal is destroyed.
Yeah.
Also, way more important to cut off the stinger.
I was too busy jumping.
Right. Cut off the head.
I was too busy jumping up on a chair going, eek, does anyone have a cupcake or cake for me?
Oh, it's not your birthday.
Baby, what's a cupcake? Baby, what's a cupcake? Put it in my mouth.
just stepping on it seems like a fine way to just destroy a scorpion.
Yeah. Oh, no, that works perfectly.
And did the stinger try to come around the side on you or anything like that?
No, because you step on it like kind of you kind of aim for the stinger area.
Okay,
when you're going to step on it.
Yeah,
if it's that big,
right?
You go to step on it kind of like from the back first. But yeah, so it was like yeah, you get it.
Matt, anytime you're approaching a scorpion, anytime you want to fuck up a scorpion, hit it from the back.
Yeah, okay.
Or if you want to fuck a scorpion,
hit it from the back.
Hit it from the back.
There's still some good fucking left in that scorpion.
Yeah.
Have you considered getting a cat? Because I used to have scorpions and now I don't.
No, what we have is a scorpion service that comes out and sprays for it.
Yeah.
I would much prefer that.
I also get sprayed as well.
You do or the house?
Just me. I don't care about the house or my children. I just want to make sure I don't get scorpions.
That's right.
It's like a spray tan.
Yeah.
We don't have scorpions out here, but this year, for some reason, we are dandelion central.
Oh, no. That's even worse than scorpions. Dandelion stings are the worst.
The lawn has been overcome with dandelions. And also, I just mowed the lawn on Sunday. It needs mowing again today.
Don't they? That's like a
so
common thing,
rain.
Isn't it? Don't you get stuff at Home Depot or something for your lawn to get rid of dandelions?
There is a bunch of that shit, but I'm like, I don't want to poison my lawn. I just want to cut it down. They don't last all year.
Yeah,
I just feel like
plus
it's a waste
you get that
money.
Weird that weird pollen plume, and you get to make wishes as you blow the dandelion.
Well, Boom. They also, I mean, there's bees use the dandelions,
right? Think about the bees, people.
Well, that's what I think about. It's like, you know, Anne's about to plant a whole wildflower garden in the backyard. And in addition to the ones we already have. And I'm like, well, why would we go about poisoning the yard when we're also trying to grow flowers? There's the most natural little flowers. I don't know.
Oh, no, they've got a good spray, though. There's one that I've used before. It hooks up to your garden hose. And so you just turn the hose on, you spray this out, it sprays water and the stuff at the same time.
Yeah.
And it targets the weeds. It doesn't hurt anything else.
Yeah. No, I know, but it's still
you
know, it just
pick
feels
up a dandelion
like...
and go, Mama had a baby and her head popped off and you flick off the top
right.
of the head of the dandelion.
Right.
Is that am I alone on that?
Why would I say that?
I don't know why I said it.
I don't either.
The origins of it sound pretty dark.
That apparently
Mama
just
had a baby
happened.
And her head popped off.
I heard a story about that happening not too long ago where a doctor pulled the baby out of the womb with too much force. No, seriously.
Boy, wait. Man. Hold on. This is a different thing than what I was picturing.
I was talking to a childhood bizarre thing, and you're making it real.
I'm trying to tell you, Matt, all those childhood bizarre things, they come from real. Ring around the rosy?
I was picturing the mama's head popping off, not the baby's head popping off.
Ring around the rosy is all about
Ring around the rosy is about beautiful carousels.
It's all about the bubonic plague.
About the plague.
But no, in Matt's version here with the head popping off, I was picturing the mother was pushing so hard to give birth to the child that the mother's head just popped right off.
I always thought it was the baby.
Right? I always thought it was the baby, too. Mom had a baby and the head popped off. But it could be the mom's head.
I thought it was
the mom's
head. Terrible grammar in that song.
Yeah, really. A lot of questions.
I'm going to write a letter.
Dear Shakespeare.
Dear sir or madam.
Because it said, and the head popped off, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's referring to the baby.
Yeah, I think it's the mom.
Even you say her, it could be a daughter. You don't know where the baby or the mom popped off and her head popped off and the head popped off. And the head. I don't know. I was just picking dandelions.
Anyway, it really happened a couple months ago from an actual doctor.
That's a tough day. You know, that means you've already
that's
done
all
of
that. That's a tough day for everyone.
Yeah, that's how did it go? I don't want to talk about it.
It doesn't matter who you're talking
to. 10 fingers, 10 toes.
How many heads? Oh.
The only good is that it wasn't an option for the Donnellys ever for that to happen. We're strictly sunroof births.
Yeah, I think that's wise at this point, right?
If you want to ask the internet, they'll tell you every answer vehemently and adamantly.
Of course.
The only thing that a concrete thing that I know is that basically by going through the being birthed through the vagina, you really do squeeze all of the whatever, you know, you're living in that, you know, fluid.
Uh-huh.
And so it squeezes everything out of the lungs, everything out of the whatever.
Right.
And so there are higher
out of
cases.
Out
of the baby's lungs. Yeah. Again, just like the song, I'm not using enough pronouns.
Yep.
So there are higher percentages of people born with C-sections with asthma.
Oh.
Because of things staying in the lungs.
Huh.
So that's the only, that's it. So like all of us, we're big asthma people. That's about it. That's the big fucking terrible lot in life that we get.
Yeah.
But that's the only concrete thing.
For sure.
Yeah, that's right. That's the only thing I've read that I was like, oh. It checks out in my fam, but
how hard can it possibly squeeze and still be safe? You know what I mean? Like that seems like
I think it squeezes pretty hard.
I don't know if we want to all compare our wives' kegels or not, but
I feel like that's where this show's been heading for 10 years now.
Finally,
that's a stretch.
the last unanswered question.
That's a literal stretch to say. Yeah. I don't know, man. That seems a bit far-fetched to me.
You know, we'll find some neonatal nurse who'll write in or whatever. But they have to do all kinds of crazy suction when you come out through a C-section.
Sure.
Oh.
They do have to go at you with a bunch of different stuff.
Like they don't when you're normal?
They're aware of this. We're not the only ones aware of this, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
The doctors are also aware.
I said they don't when you're normal. Like they don't when it's just vaginal birth?
Kind of not really, no.
What? Huh. Stop
the truth
it.
Is, I've never been around for a vaginal birth in any capacity, so I wouldn't know.
Not even in your own?
No. All of us are big fucking giant-headed fucking Donnellys with our giant fucking skulls.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't go out that way. That's not the way it happens.
We ain't going out like that.
My brother and I also have giant heads, and we just came right out the old-fashioned way.
Oh, my God. What is the term... Because my
but your
my
mom's
nephew.
A gape queen, Jacob. It doesn't
That's
really
true.
Count,
That's
man.
True. But not that kind of gape queen.
Ain't no head popping off here.
No.
I'll be lucky if I carry this to 9 weeks. That thing gonna just fly out of me.
It's like that reality show that was on for 2 minutes. They're like, oops, I didn't know I was pregnant.
Yeah.
I thought I had to fart and a baby fell out.
Shoot, I have to ask my nephew. But basically, he was called I want to be like, it was like a golden gay or something like that.
Okay. What?
Because he was discussing.
The star, the gold star gay.
Gold star. It might be, is that the term?
Yes.
I think so.
Anyways, because he was born from a C-section. He didn't even touch a vagina then.
Yeah, he's literally never in his life touched a vagina.
That's Gold Star Gay.
Yeah. I think that's the term. I'll have to find out, but he was making me laugh telling me about it.
Oh, yeah.
That his friends were like, oh, no, they were telling me. I'm so gay. That this.
Well, I don't think Jacob ever touched a vagina either. It's like the Marianas Trench down there. He just fell through.
It's like the game Operation. Oh, shit. We moved our recording time early and didn't tell the scoop that was visiting that we moved our recording time.
Well, we
come
suck.
Over here, Jeff.
That is true.
Jeff, come on over here. So, Sarah Boy, if you're listening, we don't just do it to you.
Yeah, there you go.
So there you go. Jeff, how you doing, pal?
Good, thanks.
That mic's not on.
Oh, will it be on ever? No.
Nope.
Oh, shit.
All right. No, well, keep the headphones on. You can still listen.
But I can't talk to you. I ran into Jeff, but I was still recovering from my hip. And you know how fucking long it takes when you're not, when I don't have, speaking of Golden Star access, when I'm not you or my wife who can get to Caesar's absinthe tent in various different ways that are smart. I have to go in like the plebe. I have to go to parking. You got to basically walk like a fucking 2 miles.
Sure.
And I, my hip was still bothering me.
Oh, yeah.
And I ran into Jeff at Caesars. And he's like, hey, Matt. And I was like, hi. Hey, I'm going to listen to the podcast. I'm going to come by the recording. I was like, good. Okay, thank you. I was just sweating and I couldn't open my jaw. And I, so Jeff, officially, hi. How are you? Good to see you.
Jeff, we're just talking about Gold Star Gays.
Yeah. Were you a C-section birth or vaginal birth?
Vaginal.
He's a vaginal birth. Okay, so he can't be one. He does
not a Gold Star. No.
Disqualified.
No. Week 12.
I'll tell you who touches
a
lot of
vaginas. Was it like the Panama Canal down there?
I'll tell you who touches a lot of vaginas.
Raises a shelf
both in birth
forward?
And out of birth. And that is the following sponsor.
Today's show, Matt and Mally's Ice Cream Social, is brought to you by Repressed Memory Emily's Questionable Therapeutic Puppet Show. Not a substitute for real therapy. From the one true poopy poop in 2022.
Hello.
That is Repressed Memory Emily's Questionable Therapeutic Puppet Show.
My name is Emily, and I'd like to welcome you to my puppet show. Here, we deal with all kinds of mental health issues. In fact, if your child is suffering from any kind of stress or trauma, I suggest you bring them down to the library on Fridays for one of my delightful puppet shows. Let's begin, shall we? Here it comes. Oh, look, it's Stephen the Snail. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Oh, Stephen, you sound a little down today.
I'm sad.
Is that right? Why are you sad, Stephen?
Some mean kids tried to pour salt on me, and then father ritualistically raped me 8 days a week.
Wait, which one do you count as the worst?
Oh, Stephen, I'm so sorry about the salt. Those kids didn't know what they were doing. I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you.
Oh, look, who's our next visitor? Why, it's Penelope the puppy dog. Hi, Penelope. Hey, now, ruff, ruff, ruff. Well, Penelope, what are you up to? Well, today I got a B on an exam and I'm real sad about it. Oh, Penelope, you can't be so mean to yourself. Don't let your inner critic get in your way. You got a B. That's really something to be proud of. Oh, no, I should be proud. But I can't help but think about the times my father ritualistically raped me 8 days a week. Oh, Penelope, you still did a great job with that B on your tape, on your exam. Thanks, Melanie. Goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, so sweet. All of my friends, they have interesting different problems. I'm glad I don't suffer from any kind of problems or repressed problems. I haven't shoved anything down or forgotten about anything. Thank goodness. Therapy works, folks.
Don't get right
enter A Scoops to check out.
I gotta see that show. Oh, what were you saying?
I'm upset.
Never mind. I just bought 4 tickets for the whole fam.
Oh, you didn't buy me tickets, right?
They love puppets.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I had a chat experience the other day with American Express. I had a question about.
Wait a minute. You just threw Jeff up on the screen. Jeff.
Jeff's not mic'd. Though.
Jeff's not mic'd.
Sorry. I know, but
I.
Wait, no.
I just put Jeff on the screen so you can see him.
Jeff is my old school homie from Kings Island.
Yes.
Well, then now I have to bring my mic over too.
Yeah.
But you can't see either of us.
Yeah, that's true. I know Paul from 1996.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Yes.
What did you do at Kings Island?
What did I do? I met him when he started as a Nickelodeon host, and then the next year he was Volkov, right?
Yep.
Or whatever. And then
Nickelodeon host. We hear about Star Trek left and right. What is this Nickelodeon host?
I told you about Mega Messamania.
Oh, that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, because you were doing like the Double Dare ripoff type thing.
It wasn't a ripoff. It was its own unique thing.
Sure. Sure it was.
Sure.
I hosted karaoke at the time with him.
Oh, okay.
When we knew each other. And I have to tell you, listen to the show.
All right, hold on. We're going to stop recording here for a second and just to make Jeff's mic work. Listeners, you won't know the difference. We're back and Jeff has a microphone now.
Yay. God, that took forever.
I know.
After my coughing fit.
Yes. Hey.
So you worked with Paul in 1996. You guys were co-karaoke hosts?
No. Sorry. That's what I was doing at the time that he was Klingon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. We shared a green room, though.
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
What was it like to work with Paul in 1996?
Everything like you can imagine, right? So here's what I remember about Paul. We were paid weekly.
Uh-huh.
Right? So every Friday, we would get a paycheck, and we would immediately run to Meijer.
Yep.
Where we would turn that check into cash.
What's Meijer?
What's Meijer?
Oh, Meijer. What's Meijer?
Meijer was the
grocery store.
Grocery store / Walmart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can cash your check there.
It's a Michigan Walmart, basically.
Got it. Okay.
Yep. And then he would go immediately to the toy aisle.
No.
And buy like a Spawn figure, I think was the time.
Always.
Right?
Spawn!
Yeah, always yeah, Spawn.
Exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Spawn! And then we would go to Fridays and eat stupid food. We were there in Princess Di Di.
Yes, I have a very vivid memory of Princess Diana passing away. That night, we were at TGI Fridays.
Broccoli and cheese soup and potato skins?
Seriously.
Yeah. Mushroom chicken and mushrooms.
Yeah, we were wolfing down tater skins, watching Princess Di's car in a wreck in that tunnel.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
And then we'd leave there and go to the movies and almost get kicked out for making fun of the movies.
Yeah.
Ah.
Like, over and over.
Yeah. That was every week.
That actually sounds
delightful. It was a wonderful time. The movie theater was very close by. That was a great summer. That was a really that
was a good summer.
A very magical summer. Yeah. Yeah.
Where are you now? What's going on?
I'm just here for a conference. I live in Texas now.
You live in Texas.
Okay.
Yeah. Despite all of the clothes that say I live in Ohio.
So you still hold Cincy love.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
My brother's the same way. He went to Xavier and my mom's from Cincinnati, and so he still reps all his Cincy gear. Yeah.
May 17th, 18th, and 19th, you can catch me at the Improv Cincinnati, Friday night at an improv show, Saturday night at a magic show, and then Sunday night at Berkus Brewing, all in the Cincinnati area.
All right.
Buy your tickets now.
If I'm there, I'll go.
That sounds really promising.
My wife's there.
Matt,
the
if I'm there, I'll also
go. Yeah,
there you go. Good.
I'd love to.
Good. But what do you do in Texas?
I am I'm in marketing for healthcare.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're still in show business.
Yeah, basically. I make shit up. So yeah, 100%.
You're still improvising. You're still taking suggestions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and actually, I was only in I was the karaoke host because I was doing radio at the time. And they came to me and they said, so you can move the sliders and talk on a microphone simultaneously. I said, yes, that's what radio is. They're like, good, because we haven't found a sound guy yet who can do it.
Oh, yeah.
So they put.
We're going to adjust levels as they talk.
Yeah,
I know that is still a problem in Las Vegas today.
Yeah, they put the sound booth on stage behind the speakers, which is the worst possible place. Yeah, exactly.
You can't hear anything.
No, not a thing. Yeah. But it's okay because they were karaoke singers that were guests in the park, and you do not want to hear them.
I was going to say, not being able to hear the karaoke singers is feature, not a bug.
Oh, it was awful. Yeah. God, same guy would come every.
Oh, I remember
day.
That guy.
Happy was
yes!
his name. That's right.
Oh.
Did he have a song?
A lot of Elvis. And at one point, I had to pull him off stage because he was gyrating his hips
physically.
Way too close to little girls.
You had to physically pull him off stage.
I had to physically cut his mic and say, you need to get off
and
the stage.
And how old was this person?
65, 70.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. No.
Gosh, you really get to see all of humanity when you work at an amusement park.
So you think that was the worst, but then next year they moved us to country karaoke.
Okay,
and that was so now instead of like people are just being jackasses.
How many times did you hear "Friends in Low Places"?
Actually, that wasn't on our list, thank God. But I heard
"Achy Breaky Heart."
No. The really Leanne Rimes covered it.
Blue.
How Do I Live?
Oh, How I Live.
Okay, that was on country.
Yeah. 5 times a day.
Leanne Rimes had a huge hit with it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all these rednecks who, like, they're dragging their 8-year-old up and they're like, this is her chance.
Yeah. That
there's 20 bizarre. People in the audience buried in the back of an amusement park. And you're like, come on, sister, sing. This is our chance.
Yeah.
But then they're going to break.
Yeah, they seriously thought they were getting a break.
Yeah.
Like, this was going to be
their pre-American thing. Idol. This is as best you can do. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was so depressing. It was the most depressing thing I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
We used to go to a karaoke bar in San Francisco all the time. And it was the same thing. Like, people would come in there and you're like, this person believes they're going to be discovered in this bar right now. They would show up with their own music.
Yeah.
They would bring their own CDs in and hand it to the karaoke DJ and be like, play this for me.
Yeah.
Be like, well, does it have words on it? No, I don't need the words. I know.
Do you think, because I've witnessed this as well.
Yeah.
One time, like, we went into a karaoke bar as Neutrino with a New York improv group.
Sure.
And by saying we were from New York City, this couple, like, courted us and we're like, do you know people in New York City? And, like, they were trying to get us, like, help our record crew. We're like, we get paid $0 to perform every Wednesday.
Right.
I don't know if we're the guys you want connected.
Yeah.
To the top like, beer.
You don't want to know the people we know, because we know the people we know, and we have parlayed that into a $0 profit making.
They put
industry.
The pitch on so strong that at one point we really were trying to brainstorm like anyone we knew in music, like, just really like feeling for them.
The only person, like, I know in music is Ted Grammy.
And then we woke up the next day, we're like, we don't know anyone in fucking music in New York. This is messy because I was like, I'm sorry we even said that we could try to help. We just felt so bad.
This is like pre-social media, though, right? Like, that's how else did you reach out to people?
Well, that's my question. Do people still do that now, or is it simply just like, get on the TikTok, go, put it on TikTok?
I think that's it now.
Yeah.
Right? They can't possibly be trying to hustle them at the King's Island.
You might be surprised. The clientele has not gotten better at King's Island.
Yeah. I was chatting with a buddy the other day.
Oh, my God.
I know this guy who runs a karaoke thing at one of the casinos in town right now.
Yeah.
And it's like this lounge has been turned into a karaoke bar now. They don't have bands. They used to have like killer bands up on this stage. It's a great stage, great space and everything for it. And now, as a cost-cutting measure, now they pay one guy who hosts and runs the, you know, just mm-hmm. does what you used to do at the King's Island and does that. And he's like, this is the single worst job I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. Well, now the trend is they do the private karaoke, right? So as opposed to performing for an audience, at least there's some sort of general separation. Instead, let me pull in 10 of my coworkers and just embarrass myself in front of them.
Yeah, this is popular in Japan.
Yeah.
And then I remember it blew up in New York for a long time.
Yeah.
And
there are a ton of those places in Vegas.
It is weird when you're like, I'm just going to sing to my friend over here.
Yeah, that is so strange.
And they're
going to
look at me while they sing their song. Yeah.
I've done it a few times.
Yeah.
We've always had a blast. Because you're like 10 people in there, you're just having a party.
But you're with creatives, Matt, right? Jacob.
Yeah. Coworkers is where it's bad.
But even coworkers for Jacob, well, he's working with a bunch of singers and performers.
Yeah, fine. Right.
Jacob has coworkers that they go to Palomino and get bottle service sometimes.
Right.
So that's a different
That's not the norm, though.
Yeah.
No. I've done private karaoke rooms that are fun, and some of them have been like, wow, I gotta leave.
There's a difference between the private karaoke room of the cast of Absinthe and the private karaoke room of the guys that work at the Valvoline.
Honestly, all you want is people that aren't taking themselves seriously and are willing to just go
through. Right, but there's one person who's like, actually, I haven't gone yet, but this song is so special to me.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I guess
yeah.
I'll sing it because it reminds me of my dad.
You know,
that's what you don't want.
Oh, no.
Now babbling guys go here. Hard. I shouldn't. Uh-huh.
Who needs a drink? I'll get around. Next one's on me. I got it.
I'll go get it.
Yeah.
Get it right now.
We all have to pee. Let's go.
Oh, don't stop singing.
Yeah. So what does your team do then to bond? If you guys don't do karaoke rooms, what do you guys do?
I don't know. This is the big thing. Like, because I've got a big team and they're like, what should we do? And I'm like, I hate forced fun. Like, can we just get a pizza and a couple of beers and just hang out?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
like those places for like teams don't exist.
At the Penn and Teller organization, anytime mm-hmm. there's been a rumor of any kind of holiday party or celebration, someone from the staff finds out and quickly goes to Glenn and says, whatever money you're going to spend on this party, can you not do it and just give it to the rest of us and just split it up?
Great idea.
And they ask for the money every time.
Yeah,
of course.
And so that's what they've done every year is they go like, don't ever throw a party. don't ever do it. Just give us money.
Yeah.
That's what they do over there.
Yeah, that's right. It can't end well. Because if people have fun, there's going to be an HR issue.
Yes. Oh, that's true. Right. That's true, too.
No level of actual
or
fun.
Or you can do it but when Piff took everybody go-karting. Then you just find out how competitive Piff is about go-karting.
Oh, yeah.
Ping pong, go-karting, whatever.
Yeah.
So he does magic in his dragon skin. You don't think this guy's a maniac. But you forget any successful magician, if you're a headliner, you're secretly a sociopath.
Yeah.
And so then you do these kind of activities, you find out how competitive he is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Oh, no, I believe if we all went go-karting with Piff right now and beat Piff.
Yes.
That we would not leave the go-karting track until Piff eventually beat
yeah,
us.
It just, we'd all be paying for an extra hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, sure. Fuck you. Get back in the cart. We're going again. Yeah, no, I believe that 100%. Not even making a joke. I just think that's what would happen.
Yeah. Jacob, where are we? Where are we in the show? What do you think?
I have no idea.
We've
stopped things. It's a whole thing.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's like
I have another thing. If we need another thing before,
let's do another thing.
So I don't know if I've been trying to show it off. You guys have not noticed the scar on my arm.
What?
I have not noticed the wound.
You're holding it up, and I still don't. Oh no, there is a thing over by your elbow.
What happened?
Yeah.
I was playing pickleball.
Oh my god, this is a pickleball injury.
As all
get the fuck out
start.
Of here. Get the playing, living fuck out. What?
I'll say who I'm playing with, and then then Jacob, you can describe them to the audience.
Great.
So it is Matt
okay.
from the roller skating duo, David O'Mare,
good,
and Maggie.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So these are three people that are in each of them are in better shape than anyone listening has ever considered a human being to be.
I'm playing against three Olympic athletes.
That's it. It's people who are, just professionally good looking.
Yeah.
Along with being professionally the best in the world at what they do.
Right.
And it's all these crazy physical acts and everything. They each do it, in the circus world, they are extremely famous for doing these acts that are very physically demanding. Yeah, these are three top physical shape people that you've ever seen.
And there are three people who have taken pickleball seriously enough that they have won independent tournaments around town.
Great.
And me.
Yeah.
So at one point...
Whose team are you on?
It's me and David.
Okay, okay.
Against Matt and...
And David takes it seriously.
Maggie. Yes. No, these guys, all three, take it very seriously. So I am trying to take it seriously as well. And at one point, the serve is to me, and it's like a low serve.
Okay.
So I got to run up.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was not a serve. It was not a serve. It was a regular hit. But it was
a volley.
We were volleying. So we were moving from back trying to get up to the front.
Yeah.
And sure enough, they fucking drop shot me, and I'm running as hard as I can to the front. And David, who's all the way from the other side of the court, beats me to the corner that I'm at and hits it right in front of me. That's how fast he is and how much faith he had in me getting the drop shot.
Yeah.
So I am at this point like Jesus
correctly,
Christ.
Correctly so. I
correctly
believe.
So. Yeah. I would have missed it. I would have nipped it, but wouldn't have gone over the net.
Yeah.
And so I am like, I am gonna keep up with these guys.
Oh boy.
So at one point they do this fucking beautiful drop shot, like right over
the
net.
The worst part is lest anyone be confused, David is also our age.
David is our age.
Yes.
And David is confident.
Certainly.
He's a confident fella.
Certainly.
So he knows what he's doing. And there's no, like, don't worry about it. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to get in your space, you know, joking kind of.
No, no, no.
No, he's like, yeah, I fucking took care of that.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, you're lucky. You're welcome. So then this ball fucking drops. And so I was like, like, so in my mind, I am leaping. Right?
Oh, no.
I'm so glad there's no video footage. I would hate to see what actually happened.
Right.
Because in my mind, I'm leaping. And sure enough, I fucking got it. And I get
up
in the
air. You're like full extension.
Yeah.
And,
And everyone goes like, oh, shit. And the play plays on. I did it successfully. I dove successfully. Uh-huh. And I rolled along the ground. And I got up. And Dave and I switched sides like good people.
Whoa.
And I am now pretending to be a human behaving. I am so disoriented. I am so out of it. I cannot see the ball or anything.
Like, are we still playing? I'm not sure. You three are still acting like we're still playing. I'm standing outside, and I'm not sure why.
You gave yourself CTE in that one fluid motion.
I'm like, I saw a picture of pickleball once, and I think the guy stood like this. That's what I'm doing. I cannot believe how much I am not recovering from my dive. I can't believe how much my brain won't go back into place in my regular senses.
You were standing there as though you've never played pickleball before, going, why do they call it pickleball?
I was standing there earnestly wondering, like, am I really not recovered from my dive? Am I still not myself?
No!
And then we recovered, and we sort of volley back and forth, and David actually hits the ball in the net, and everyone's like, oh, this drive. I'm like, oh, Matt's effort was, you know, whatever.
For naught.
And I was like, thank fucking God. I need a minute to breathe. And then I, again, trying to picture my grace as my for
David
my dive.
David hits the ball into the net, and Matt's like, that's game, everybody.
This was indoors. It was an indoor court. It's an outdoor surface, so to speak.
Okay.
But kind of like inside like a warehouse kind of great thing. So that we lose the point, and I go back to return the serve, and I look over, and the sweat mark that is on the ground is the biggest, weirdest. Like, what happened over there?
You are a sweater.
I am a sweater.
We know
indeed.
This.
That part is true. And indeed, I just was like, there's no grace in that sweat mark over there. Whatever that big fucking puddle is.
Somebody's walking by, they're like, dear God, who killed that manatee? What? That's a terrible chalk outline. How did that sea creature get on the earth?
Nobody's looking at that sweat mark going like, oh, did Maggie dive for a ball?
And a few people see the arm thing, like, did you get that from today? I was like, did you dive or whatever? Is that from the dive? I was like, yeah. Voki, our cult leader, was like, did you fucking injure yourself playing pickleball? He just was like, no.
Stop it.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's an injury. Do not injure yourself playing pickleball.
Yeah. There's no workers' comp
here. It's to be like total shame. Like, there's no reason. Lose the point, will you? Don't. Yeah.
Well, you
yourself.
Lost the point anyway.
I did.
You injured yourself and lost the point.
Perfect.
I did.
Yeah.
That's the combo.
It was so fun. It was a very fun day. Being the weak link of a group of very competitive players, I still had a very good time.
Is Maggie also? I know that Matt and David are very competitive about it. Is Maggie also?
Maggie and Voki play together, and they've won multiple.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
They've actually gone up grades.
Yeah, like
they've moved up levels.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. They do all kinds of weird next level.
So you're playing in a league at this point.
So I'm playing with a group that is slowly whittling into league-only players. Like, it used to be super fun and casual, and all the casual people have dropped out, and all the people taking it seriously are still going.
Uh-huh.
And so, it used to be that I was basically middling. I was like good for a beginner person, but not enough to be competitive. And now I'm just stuck playing with competitive people.
Yeah,
and I like it, but I lose a lot.
Yeah,
and then the person who's on my team loses a lot. So no one's psyched to be assigned to play.
Yeah.
Right.
But we all get through it anyway.
Are you playing in ranked matches?
I feel
matches?
Like a Make-A-Wish kid at this point. What's that?
Are you playing in ranked matches?
We play, we just play.
I'm asking, are you costing people ranks?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No,
all right. No, then they're not mad at
still,
you.
It's still,
they're
it's
just
still,
disappointed.
No, it's still casual group.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's
great. Yeah, that's
but
different.
But then now everyone talks about the actual matches that are coming, like the actual tournaments that are coming up and who's playing and who's playing with who and that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's too much pickleball involvement for me. I'd be out.
I can't. I don't want, the truth is I love playing, so I would love to maybe play against. Uh-huh. I think I'm confident enough now to play against strangers, which was not the case for a while. But I just, you're right. The time and everything. I can't. Like, sorry, I can't watch the kids. Saturday, I got to play in a pickleball tournament. It just doesn't seem like the right way to go.
No. Doesn't seem like you're going to be able to pull that off.
Doesn't seem like that's the balance in the household.
If there were a pickleball facility near my house, I'd be much more willing to do it,
try it
out.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you guys want me to drive across town, and you want me to take it seriously?
Well, this warehouse was on basically Rainbow and 215.
Oh.
So that's right near
that is closer to me.
Yeah. But that was
okay, I'm back in.
All right.
Speaking of being ultra competitive, it's time for Jock versus Nerd.
Oh, yeah.
You ready to do a little Jock versus Nerd action?
Oh, am I?
Fuck yeah.
I'm on the hunt for balls.
Double scoopery.
Balls. On the hunt for balls.
No!
Down.
We got a scoopery coming at us today from ML Kennedy.
Jeff is our lifeline.
Yes.
Got it.
Greetings, nerds. I'm a little late for the official 10th anniversary, but a little early for the 10th anniversary of me listening to the show. I figure that evens things out. Anyway, here's a scooperty.
We're not celebrating till Scoop Fest anyway.
That's true.
That's right.
Also, listen to Going Over Our Freds, where our next season, The Christmas Gauntlet, will be premiering this summer or fall or whenever we get around to it. You guys are welcome to join if you want to waste 2 hours watching a Fred Olin Ray Christmas movie and then another 2 hours talking about it. How would you rather spend those 4 hours of your one precious life on God's green earth?
Going Over Our Freds is one of our branches of scoop pods.
Yes.
Check it out.
And so Emil Kennedy has sent us a scooperty. The categories are April 2014, Outlasted by ICS, Older Than ICS, and ICS Highlights.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Matt, you're up first. Now, are you an avid listener to Ice Cream Social?
Yeah, about okay. 8-9 years.
Okay, great. So you'll probably know some of these.
All right, mm-hmm. You might be the lifeline we
odds
need.
Odds are exactly. More than we
Scoop
do.
Fest? Are you going to Scoop Fest?
No.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay.
Don't this apologize. Is my trip to Vegas.
Don't apologize.
Apologize again.
Don't apologize.
Apologize more.
You're right. You're here right now. It's weeks away. It's here. We'll take you to a show or something.
I want you to know before you say no to this, you can still buy a ticket to Scoop Fest even though you won't be attending.
Not a bad idea. Good idea.
Yeah.
For a Make-A-Wish kid.
That's it.
Over.
Yeah, please.
That's it. Actually, we'd prefer no more kids. Matt.
I will take, what's the third category?
Older Than ICS.
Yeah, I'll do Older Than ICS.
Let's try it. Despite premiering on December 17th, 1989, and still running to this day, this TV show has fewer episodes than ICS.
What came out in 1989?
I think this question might have been put on here because of Paul.
Okay.
There's only one show, Matt.
Star Trek Next Generation?
No, that's still running today.
Oh, I'm a dumb person.
Yeah, yeah. Think Yellowstone.
The longest running show of all time.
Oh.
They're all jaundiced.
The Simpsons.
Yeah, The Simpsons. There you go.
I that show, my kids watch it.
Yeah.
It's like amazing. Like that when that show makes my kids explode with laughter. Mm-hmm. I just think it's one of the craziest things to watch.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so amazing. That
things
that I was laughing at as a kid.
Yeah, it's a great show.
That show
it's
is.
Been running since
it's a
89,
phenomenon.
And it's still got a fastball.
Yeah.
Paul, you're up.
I will try ICS Highlights.
Let's see here. The episode Churning Darius introduced many of us to Malort. It was a live churnout from this city.
That was in Pittsburgh.
Was it? Okay, Pittsburgh. It is Pittsburgh.
All right.
Pittsburgh churnout.
There you go. I'll try Outlasted by ICS for 200. This fantasy comedy television series starring Kristen Bell premiered on NBC on September 19th, 2016 and concluded January 30th, 2020 after 4 seasons and 53 episodes. I have no fucking idea.
What? You don't know this one?
I don't think so.
I'm trying to remember the name of it. My wife watched all of it.
Yeah,
I watched
great.
The first season of it.
Fantasy Oh, wait. Is this the animated thing?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking about Central Park, which is also a great
show. I'll give you another clue. Ted Danson.
Jacob, you have a lifeline as well.
Oh, right. Oh, Ted Danson.
Yeah, I think it's Good Place.
Oh, is that The Good Place?
Yep.
All right, The Good Place. It is The Good Place.
I like is it The Good Place? Like, even that, you didn't want to admit that you knew the show at all.
Oh, no, we watched, like, that was one of those shows we watched a couple of episodes of it.
SJ said you watched every episode.
We watched it in tandem with friends.
Yeah, right.
No, it's one of those shows we watched, like, a few episodes of it, enjoyed it, and then never watched it again.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Like, for one of those that we fell off of it without really meaning to. Matt, you're up.
I'll do Older Than ICS.
Let's see here. In 2003, this man was the first SNL cast member born after the show premiered. He is still on the show.
Kenan Thompson?
I'm sure. It is, yeah. I don't understand the phrasing of that question. In 2003, this man was the first SNL cast member born after the show premiered.
That's so when he was started in 2003.
Oh, he was the first cast member to have been born after the show premiered.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand now. Paul.
I'll go ICS Highlights again, please.
Let's see. Daily Double.
Here we go. Taking the game right here. 4,000. All right.
Yep, still just 400.
Okay.
Bonnie's Ball Hospice, a.k.a. the infamous Milk Leg episode, premiered in this year.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm going to say...
Well, let's work backwards. Let's. What year is it now?
Well, no, here's the thing. Because we have Milk Leg 2020 stuff.
Uh-huh. So probably 2020 or before. I mean, the longer we do these,
We've been in this churn for a while, too, because it used to be like, oh, if I remember where we recorded
right.
it, that helps. But
it was in that churn. I'm going to say, ooh. 20.
Did it give you a range?
No.
I'll say 2018.
You know it or you don't. Well, I mean, I guess it's the 10-year range. 2018 is almost correct. Ooh, it's 2019.
So close.
Oh, no.
2019. It's me. I'll try April 2014. On April 3rd, 2014, this comedian announced his plan to retire from late night in 2015. Is that Letterman?
I think so.
I'll say Letterman. It is
David
Letterman.
I
thought it was Clyde Letterman, but yes.
Yeah.
Clyde Letterman.
I'll do April 2014 for 400.
Let's see. On April 21st, 2014, more than a million people gathered to participate and watch this yearly American event. The previous year's event had seen a terrorist attack.
Oh,
I think we were just talking about this.
I think this is the Boston Marathon.
Yeah. It is the Boston Marathon. Paul.
The Bombston Marathon.
Oh, man.
I'll try highlights again.
You ready for the paper?
They do not like those shirts.
Bombston Marathon?
Yeah, they are not fans.
These shoes blow up when I run across the finish line. ICS highlights.
For 600, this was the year that the episode Don't Mistake My Fleekness for Weakness aired.
Yeah. That's early.
I guess this all has a range. It's all about a 10-year range.
I'll say...
That's a tough one.
2016.
Let's see it.
2017. Damn it, right to hell.
It's just always funny when you're so close.
Yeah. I'll try
to hold
this for 600. this actor has played Finn, I don't know how to say that last name, Tutuola on Law & Order SVU since 2000. I believe that would be Ice-T.
Ice-T.
That's right.
Yep. I think that was
me
supposed to be a four-episode...
Go play some Halo later, me and her.
I think that was supposed to be a four-episode arc when he first signed that contract.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He loves that job.
Oh, yeah.
He loves that job.
I'd love that job, too.
I would, too.
No, it's a good gig.
Yep.
When they were here, when Ice and Coco, when Coco was in town here, Ice was here all the time. And I asked him one day, I was like, don't you have filming, right? He's like, oh, man. We knock that filming out. Like, we're there. We do the filming of it. And then, like, I'm just off. It's the best.
Yeah.
Matt.
I will do... what's the second category?
Outlasted by ICS.
Outlasted by ICS.
For 400. Though you can still order one on Amazon 5 for $8. I don't know what Amazon 5 is. I think it's a typo. You can still order it on Amazon for $8. The popularity of this stress-relieving toy peaked in May of 2017.
Fidget spinner.
Gotta be a fidget spinner. Yeah, absolutely.
I think you can order 5 fidget spinners for $8. Is what that
costs. Oh, that's probably 5 for $8. That makes sense.
That was my nickname in college. Let's go with ICS
highlights. $5 for $8?
Yeah, 5 for $8.
Fifth base.
Five for $8 was my nickname in college. They were desperate times.
Yeah. Within 10, in which episode did Salt Park, I Need Help, first appear?
Damn it to hell. I'm going to be one off again. It's early.
Uh-huh.
It's early as hell.
Well, it's late night Walmart days.
Yep.
Yeah, it's your late night Walmart
days. I'll say episode 52.
Let's see it.
Shit.
Episode 295.
Not that early. So
you were farther off than you thought.
Yeah.
See, it's not as funny when you're that far away.
Not. See? Oh, well.
And we want to laugh at you.
I know. I want to laugh at me, too.
I'll try older than ICS for 800. This singer's first solo album, Yours Truly, was released in 2013. So she has been around longer than ICS, even though she is only 30 years old. Lifeline?
Ariana Grande. That's my best guess.
Good guess.
Oh,
I have no idea.
That's a pretty good guess. She's right around there. Sure, let's try Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande.
Oh, I'm a leading expert in Ariana Grande.
Look at him go.
You are now ICS's Ariana Grande go-to.
Fuck yeah, you are. Matt.
Older than ICS. No, what's the other
Outlasted
one?
By ICS?
Outlasted by ICS.
For 600 on June 18th, 2023, this company's Titan submersible imploded during an expedition to view the wreck of the Titanic. Thankfully, their name already sounded like a scandal.
Oh, shit. What's the name of the company?
Kid Fuckers.
Kid Fucker Submarine.
Shoot, it's like all anyone talked about. I can't remember the name of that. Jeff's. No,
I remember Titan Submersible. That's all I remember. I'll be honest. I think I thought that Titan was the name of the company.
Yeah.
But apparently it's not.
I know people must be punching the roof of their car right now, but I'm going to pass.
Paul?
No, I have no idea. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either. And unless you've been holding out.
No, I don't. No,
imagine okay. He's like, nah, and then he's like, I got you, Jacob.
I only helped Jacob. Ariana Grande. Ocean Gate.
Right.
Oh, yeah, like that does sound like a thing.
No.
I feel like I never paid attention to that in the
first
place.
I don't think I did either. Paul?
I'll close out Outlasted by ICS.
For 800, Daily Double.
Damn it. This is just not exactly what I need. Well, I guess it put me at zero.
Nope, it won't. It'll put you at negative 800 if you get it right. A living from April 2016 to March 2024, this pig artist from South Africa created paintings which have sold for thousands of dollars.
Come on, Paul. You know you're African pig artist.
What?
Now, this was a pig that did art. Right?
That's right. Sure.
Yes. Not a piece of shit artist. Not like this fucking pig artist.
I assume it's a pig artist just because it's not that old.
I'll go with Wilbur.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Paul. It's Picasso.
Picasso
was the correct answer. I think Mel Kennedy just put that in there just to fuck with whoever got that.
Picasso. Picasso.
That's right.
But we got to get one of his paintings in the churn now.
Picasso.
Why couldn't it have been Rembrandt?
Let's see. Score check. I have 1,800. Matt has 1,400. So
Salvatore Dali.
It's my.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I'll go April 2014 for 600. This song by Katy Perry figuring Juicy J was the top streaming song of April 2014, according to Billboard.
Was it really? God damn. It's not a very good song. Ugh.
Is that Firework?
No, Juicy J wasn't on Firework. It's
okay.
I believe
in that case, after
I think it's Supernatural.
Well, let's try it. I'll try Supernatural. Fine, Supernatural. Dark Horse.
Oh, that's
Dark
what I meant to say.
Dark Horse.
Dark Horse. That's what I meant to say too. Matt, closing out the category and the game, April 2014 for 800. On April 7th, 2014, Michael D. Higgins arrived in the United Kingdom for a state visit, the first to the UK by a head of state from this nation.
Oh, I usually am pretty well on top of my heads of state visits to the UK.
You don't shut up about Michael Higgins.
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. Michael D. Higgins,
yeah.
As Matt calls
him. First he announced Jimmy Fallon on the Tonight Show, uh-huh. And then he went over to the heads of state.
Is he from like the United States of Higgins? Like, is he a sovereign citizen or something?
Could be.
I bet not. I could ask for a score check to even guess, but I don't even have a guess, so I'm going to pass.
You're ahead right now by 200.
Okay.
But Paul, that goes to you.
No guess.
All right.
Jacob.
I got a guess. I got to go for the win here.
You got to go for the win.
Ireland? Could it have been?
It can't be.
Or Northern Ireland?
The first.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
Northern Ireland is
part of UK.
Northern Ireland is UK.
Right.
Is it possible that the leader of Ireland had not visited the
Quite
UK?
Possible. Yeah.
Ever?
Well, Higgins is a surname.
Yeah.
It really narrows it down.
No. Yeah, I'm with you on that. But it's going to be something like Beirut. Like, it could just be like a guy named Michael Higgins
from Beirut.
Moved
yes.
to Beirut at some point and became a head of state.
And was elected
Show me
leader.
Beirut.
Yeah. Let's try. Let's try Ireland. I mean, that's as good a guess as I've got. Ireland. It is Ireland.
Nice.
Wow. Look at us go. That is the game.
You
thanks
and
to
Jeff
the lifeline.
Make a great team. Yeah. You and Jeff Let's really figure things out together.
Thanks
and
to the lifeline, you know what? Jeff. I win with 2,000.
And Jeff, you're also equally impressed. You did not think you had all this in you, right?
Matt, you were technically right.
You bring out the best in Jeff.
Yeah, thank we bring you. Out Appreciate the best in each other.
Yeah, that's true.
Matt's in second with 1,400, and Paul is in a close third with negative 2,400. That's from ML Kennedy. Thank you, ML Kennedy. If you want to go over to send us a scoop mail, head over to hayscoops.com. Right there on the homepage, you can send us a scoop mail. You can send us a Price is Strike Jock versus Nerd, and we want some more Obelisk Jock versus Nerds. So head over to hayscoops.com.
Yeah, the new rules and everything. We're encouraging some.
We want to play with
Obelisk
the new rules
games.
A little more. I think people have gotten turned off the Obelisk games a little bit. They didn't work as well at the beginning. The rules have been fine tuned a little bit. So go over, give it a shot. Hayscoops.com. Make us an Obelisk Jock versus Nerd.
I rivaled myself, but that's not fair. That's not fair to that game.
I guess we could each just take out like a different email and just start making them for ourselves.
I actually like sometimes I really get the thought of like, oh, I'd like to make a Scooperty. And I was like, I can't fucking make a Scooperty. Yeah. I'm not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
I want to thank Jeff for stopping by.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeff, anything to plug?
No. Nothing to plug.
All right.
I want to thank Penn Jillette for creating this podcast.
Thanks, Ben.
I want to thank the people who are buying last-minute tickets to Scoop Fest.
Yes.
We're still getting purchases even as of this morning.
A couple came in today.
People are coming to Scoop Fest. Great, yep. You can
they
buy
bought
them
in honor of Matt Donnelly's birthday.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That was a birthday present to me.
That's right.
It's quite helpful.
Everybody, don't forget to bring cake to Matt Donnelly at Scoop Fest, and you'll see him react in a wonderful,
oh,
a wonderful
my
way.
God, don't give it, but don't hand it over. Like keep it right by your hip,
yeah.
And just make me beg for it.
Ooh,
make me
I
fucking
want that cake,
beg for
Daddy,
it.
Give me cake. Daddy, give me cake.
Fucking
put it
Facebook
in my mouth.
And your weird ass animations. All right. I also want to thank the following people, all of whom. Where are you? Oh, shoot. You know what? I've gotten too many happy birthday texts to find the list that Jacob sent me. Hold on a minute. Oh, I found it, guys.
Good.
I want to the following people who are also cake simps.
Yeah.
Finn Stephenson, Fifi, Fade Out Scoop, Evil Monkey, Eric Nielsen, Elkton Magic Scoop, Eliza Walzak, Edward Bender, Edless Scoop, Ed Ondrick, Ed Marcus, Dwayne Webb, Dungeon Scoop and Dragon Scoop, Duke Scoop, Duck Flambe, Duke, Dr. Scoop Little, Dr. Science Scoop, Doug Lay, Don't Say Scoop Name, Don Dottie, Doc Scoop, Distiller Scoop.
Big thanks to all of these individuals who will make that sacrifice play in pickleball and injure themselves beyond all recognition. David Gravel, David Data Scoop, David Data Scoop Villalon, Villalon rather, David Board, David A. Small, David Johnson, Dave Slusher, Dave Hansen, Dave Serial, Darth Scooper, Darren Cunningham, Danny Olwine, Danny O'Connell, Daniel Matias Ferrer, Daniel Lesser, Dan Martin, Cup of Scoop, and Chris Meyer.
The following people all broke their arms trying to use an electric can opener. Dirty Old Scoop, Dole Whip Scoop, Derek Dozier, Dead Laszlo, David Walker, David Villalon, wait a minute, David Sorensen, David Peterson, and David K.
The following people all have tall glasses of warm grease filled with scorpions. Crazy Cat Lady Scoop, Craig Little, Craig DeFarmer, Kurt Myers, Country Scoop, Counselor Matt, Corny Scoop, Corain Ichimura, Cone Photos, Photo Rescoopiter. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, that's it.
Photo Rescoopiter. It's a Photo Rescoopiter. Got it.
Yeah, there you
photo
go.
Photo Rescooptor. Like a photo receptor, a cone photo rescooptor. There we go. Colleen Scoop a Licky Boom Boom Down. Coconut
no, it's
Time
a
Travel.
Cone photo rescooptor.
Got it.
Got it.
Colleen Scoop a Licky Boom Boom Down. Coconut Time Travel. Coach Rat Bastard. Clown in a Brothel. And Clayton Shoney.
And the following scoops were all discovered and have huge music careers based on the karaoke they did back at Kings Island back in the day. That's CJ Magnetta, Chronicler Scoop, Christy Salinas, Christopher Huff, Christopher Hayworth, Christopher Bartschke, Christine Starr, Christine Elsesser, Chris Melancon, Chris K, Chris Jorg, Chris Jackson, Chris Fisher, Chris Ellis, Chelsea Farr, Cheesy Scoop, Charlie Thompson, Charles Jasecki, Charles Eaton, Cassie Rice, Carolyn Albert, Cargo Van Killer, Captain James T. Scoop, Canadian Scoop Crystal, Cameron Hall, C. Wick, Buster Kamikaze, Brian Traves, Brian McLeod, Brian Gregston, and Brooks Lyle. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
We love you all.
If you want to be thanked on air, if you want to give us things to do after the show, like limericks, haikus, and songs, if you want cool shit to arrive in the mail and surprise yourself,
yeah,
get on over to PreachingFun.com and support us today.
Come visit PreachingFun.com. It's better than hanging with your mom.
And if you just want to come hang out with us at Scoop Fest, head on over to fartsinabag.biz.
Farts, 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 farts.
Because you can get discount tickets
farts
to Scoop Fest. That is fartsinabag.biz. That, along with preachingfun.com, it takes you over to our Patreon page, where for as little as $2 a month, you can help keep this show on the air. Keep it on the air. Keep us doing this stuff. We love doing it. So please head on over to preachingfun.com and fartsinabag.biz. Do them both. Make two different accounts.
Yeah.
That helps us twice as much.
That's just math.
Yeah.
Those are just facts.
Simple math.
And if you make three, it's weirdly still just twice as much.
Yeah.
So don't do three. And but then four helps us six times as much.
Yes.
And you know what? If you're just out there listening to us week in and week out, gosh, we appreciate it so much.
We
Thanks
sure
for
do.
Being here. And we love you. And we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
Go get your tickets for Scoop Fest. It's not too late. Jeff, thank you so much for being here, man.
Thanks, Paul.
Good to see you, bud.
So far.
But you look magnificent. We're preaching fun.
A 3-inch vertical.
How everyone described it.
A 3-inch vertical. hey, let's do a little triple threat.
Let's do it.
Dave Sorensen would like a triple threat about Jolly Ranchers. Jolly Ranchers. Give us that triple threat.
185 Jolly Ranchers walk into the bar. The bartender says, "We don't serve Jolly Ranchers here." 185 Jolly Ranchers say, "This place sucks."
Oh. 185 Jolly Ranchers walk into a karaoke bar. They're like, you got any beautiful, sad songs you want to sing? They're like, no, we're rappers. We're wrapped up rappers.
They call me the Jolly Rancher because if you lick me and stick me to a window, you can't get me off the window without breaking it.
Whoa.
I like my women like I like my Jolly Ranchers. Handed to me by a cheap person on Halloween.
Mm. What's the difference between your mom and a Jolly Rancher?
What's that?
One can be purchased for a shockingly small amount of money just at the grocery store checkout line.
Yeah.
And the other is your mom. I mean, the other one's a Jolly Rancher. Shit!
Yeah, it's been too long.
That was just accurate. That wasn't even a joke. It was just a fact.
What's the difference between your mom and a Jolly Rancher?
What's that?
Not much. In both cases, it's best to get the teeth removed before you try to enjoy them.
What's the difference between your mom and a Jolly Rancher?
What?
One's named for keeping farmers happy, and the other's a Jolly Rancher.
Hey-o!
Petty Officer Scoop would like a triple threat about Mike Tyson's right hand, dedicated to Jake Paul.
Oh, God.
I am excited for the possibility
that is the weirdest thing.
Of a fatality going on here.
I don't understand in any way why Jake Paul is doing this.
He's insane. Money hungry,
I mean, he's
going to
make some money on it.
He's going to make a ton of money.
He either beats up an old man or gets beat up by an old man.
That's it.
Those are the two options.
Yeah, it's not a good look. But, I mean, he's not about good looks. He's not got the best record as far as, like, he's bad news. They're both, both those Paul boys are bad news. All right. The right fist of Mike Tyson.
Tyson.
Right. 185 Mike Tyson's right fist walk into the bar, and bartender says, "You want a drink? You want to see the menu?" And they say, "I am hungry, but I already know what I'm ordering. I'll take a knuckle sandwich."
Ah!
Hey!
Yeah!
Hey! 185 Mike Tyson's right fist walk into the bar. The bartender says, "Hey, I have a special menu planned for you." And the right fists of Mike Tyson say, "Everybody has a plan before they get punched in the fucking mouth."
They call me Mike Tyson's right hand because if you sit on me and then masturbate, it's like somebody else is doing it.
Hey-o.
I like my women like I like Mike Tyson's right hand,
mm-hmm.
right on my face.
I like my women like I like Mike Tyson's right hand. They've been inside of Buster Douglas.
What's the difference between your mom and Mike Tyson's right hand?
What's up?
One's over 50 years old, wrinkly and knuckly, and the other is Mike Tyson's right hand.
It's all knuckle down there. All moose knuckle.
What's the difference between your mom and Mike Tyson's right hand?
What's that?
One made Don King an obscene amount of money back in the 80s. And the is your mom.
I can't do it.
He's lost the chops.
I have. Salt Lake Scoop would like a triple threat about big new truck dedicated to heated seats. I guess Salt Lake Scoop got himself a big new truck.
Nice, heated seats. Salt Lake.
Yeah, heated seats are great.
185 big new trucks. Walking to the bar, bartender says, I'm sorry, we don't serve big new trucks in here. And the big new trucks say, what if we ram our way in anyway?
Yeah. Oh. 185 brand new trucks walking to the bar. The bartender is a topless bartender with body paint on her.
Oh. Yeah.
And they're like a rock. Ah. I'm as strong as I can be. Like a rock.
I would go back to that bar. I would frequent that bar.
I like my women like I like my big new trucks with heated seats.
Oh, there you go. What's the difference between your mom and a big new truck?
What's that?
Hey, let's see. All right. One can be filled to capacity with all manner of things: sand, rocks, yard clippings, cactuses, all kinds of things.
Yes.
And the other,
yeah,
is a big new truck.
There you go. He got it. Ten.
I did have to think about it.
Stuck the landing.
Yeah.
I like my women like I like my big new trucks filled with gas.
Oh.
I have a fart fetish.
Let's see. Take Thunder Cooper Falcon Scoop would like a triple threat about defensive driving.
Defensive driving. All right. That's the only way to drive in Vegas.
185 defensive drivers walk into the bar. The bartender says, we actually do serve defensive drivers in here. And the defensive drivers say, swerve.
185 defensive drivers are approaching the bar using their turn signal at least 25 yards before approaching.
Uh-huh.
Then they turn properly into the bar and run over the bartender because they're drunk.
Oh,
they're still drunk.
It's too bad. But they were defensive.
They were very defensive.
And then when you asked them if they were drunk, they said, no, I'm not drunk. What are you talking about?
They're very defensive.
Oh, come on.
I like my women like I like my defensive drivers. They give me plenty of space and notification when they're ready to merge with me.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. What's the difference between your mom and a defensive driver?
What's that?
One just slows traffic way down. Just really slows it down. But it is pretty safe. And the other is a defensive driver.
Whoa. He's on fire.
Whoa.
They call me the defensive driver because it seems like a good idea to hang off me at first. But then when you're around me for a while, it's annoying.
Yeah. And The Verge, Solar Powered Scoop, would like a triple threat about Pirate, dedicated to the actor Michelle Rodriguez for their coverage of historical pirates.
All right.
So pirates.
Pirates. 185 pirates walk into the bar, and the bartender says, I'm sorry, we don't serve pirates here. And the pirates say, that's all right. We thought this was a Gap store. And he says, why would you think this is a Gap store?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because me and me mates were shopping. This is winter time or approaching winter time, late fall, right? And we're out shopping. We're looking to get some late fall clothes. And he says, oh. Again, I don't understand why you would mistake this for a Gap store. Well, we're very drunk because we're pirates. We're all drunk on rum. And we were just hoping to buy some sweaters. And the bartender goes, oh, let me guess, Argyle? And they go, no, we all like cashmere.
185 pirates walk into the bar. Bartender says, "We don't serve pirates here." They go, "Are you kidding me?"
Oh. Hey, good stuff.
And so
185 bartenders walking to a bar and a pirate's there. And he goes, I took it before you got here. This is Bar's Bar. Now I own this bar now.
look at me, this is my bar now.
I like my women,
I'm the bartender now.
I like my women like I like my pirates, with lots of plundered booty.
They call me the bartender because I got this steering wheel attached to this rope that's going up my shorts. When anyone points it out to me, I go, I know, it's driving me nuts.
Yar.
What's the difference between your mom and a pirate?
I don't know.
One sails the high seas looking high and low for seamen that they can take in to their own ship and plunder their booty. And the other is a pirate.
Yeah. 185 pirates walk in the bar and they say, give us some Timbers liquor. And they go, you want it straight up or on the rocks? They go, on the rocks. Yes. Shiver me timbers.
Ah, boy. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Man.
That's good. I'm sad I didn't see that coming.
Shiver me timbers is good. I didn't know there was even a drink called timbers.
That's the part you got to buy in. You got to get away. That's, got to get that out there right away. That's the first thing you have to
suspend
your disbelief on. What?
Timbers? Is there a drink? Yeah, there's a drink called Timbers. Yeah,
go to your local place and ask for Timbers.
That's awesome.
We love you, everybody. See you soon. Bye. Scoopfest.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.